It's supposed to be payday for some federal workers, but it's not. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What do we want? What do we want?
Now!
There were protests in Texas, Illinois, Kentucky, Utah, and Colorado.
I thought about filing for unemployment. I'm going to have to if they don't see reason by the end of this week.
800,000 federal workers won't get paychecks in the next few days. This is day 21 of the partial government shutdown, tying a record set in 1996.
We should be able to make a deal with Congress.
But Democrats still refuse to give President Trump funding for a wall, so he's considering declaring a national emergency.
I'm allowed to do it. The law is 100% on my side.
Some Democrats disagree and would challenge him in court. The president made his case again for the wall at the border. Fox's Jared Halpern's live in McAllen, Texas.
Before a tour of the Rio Grande with Border Patrol agents, President Trump was briefed by Homeland Security officials and local officials like McAllen Mayor Jim Darling, who, with reporters after that visit, offered some nuance about new border wall construction here.
They have barricades where they make sense, where the Border Patrol wants them to do that. You take into consideration, however, archaeological matters. You take into consideration property owners' rights.
Now, Darling says there also needs to be a focus on legal ports of entry, beefing up the bridges and checkpoints vital to the economy, Dave.
Jared, a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl missing since her parents were found murdered in their home in October, found alive.
Flagging down a neighbor out walking her dog. Quote, I am Jamie Kloss. I need help. Authorities descend, take her into protective custody. A lone suspect arrested just minutes later.
That's Paul Bloom with Fox 9 TV in Barron, Wisconsin. In Davis, California, a rookie police officer shot and killed responding to a car crash. She was only 22. The suspected gunman was later found dead. It's believed he shot himself. This is Fox News.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Start out the new year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Cellular shades, wood blinds, Roman shades, and more. Whatever you have in mind, they can help you reimagine one room or your entire home for less than almost any other home improvement. Go to Blinds.com now through January 15th for a guaranteed 25% off with promo code LIGHT. Get a guaranteed 25% off with promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions apply.
Again, on day 21 of the partial government shutdown, some federal workers will not get paid, even if they had to keep working. Same thing in the coming days for the rest of the 800,000 federal workers affected.
Today, workers in the executive office of the president will miss their first paycheck because of the shutdown. Most of the federal employees affected, including workers in the Treasury, Agriculture, Justice, and Homeland Security departments, will miss pay for the first time on Monday and Tuesday if the shutdown lingers. In the past, Congress has provided back pay to furloughed workers, but those who are contracted by the federal government are simply out of work and won't get back pay. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, will report to prison in March. Before he goes behind bars, he'll go to Capitol Hill next month for a public hearing.
The American people will have an opportunity to hear from him, from Mr. Cohen, and their representatives. That is, representatives on the Republican side and the Democratic side will have an opportunity to ask him questions.
Elijah Cummings chairs the Oversight Committee in the House. He and Democrats ramping up in their investigations into President Trump. Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress and campaign finance violations for setting up payments to silence women who have claimed to have had affairs with Donald Trump years before he was elected. Now, what the president announced a few weeks ago is starting to happen, the withdrawal of American troops from Syria.
The U.S.-led coalition against ISIS saying it has, quote, begun the process of our deliberate withdrawal from Syria. It's not giving any specifics, blaming security concerns, although war monitors say a convoy of around 10 armored vehicles pulled out from Syria's northeast into Iraq last night. President Trump announced the pullout last month. There have been conflicting signals from his administration as to how it might play out. Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly after a fifth day in a row of gains. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
listening. Good morning. It is January 11th, 2019. Hope the year's been going well for you. I know it is for Ben Quattrone. In communication with him yesterday, Honda BMW of Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Boy, a great selection of new and used vehicles. Maybe you're thinking, I'm frustrated with the past. Let's get out of 2018, jump into 2019 in a new vehicle. Honda BMW of Champaign with a great reputation for before, during, and after the sale and all of their service. That's why they got the Honda President's Award. You'll want to check them out at Neil and Burwash in Savoy online, drivechampaign.com. And I like that they're involved with the community and they give back. I was in communication with Ben Quattrone yesterday about all of that. Honda BMW of Champaign. Take a test drive today before the winter weather comes. We'll get more details with your weather forecast coming up shortly. First, we want to check out our local news headlines here on ESPN 93.5 and Honda BMW bringing that on. It's 7:06.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man found not guilty of a murder is suing the police department. Shamario Brown spent 6 months in jail awaiting trial and says he was wrongly connected to the crime because of his ties to gang members. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office says it stands by the officers involved in the investigation. A new scam to be aware of. It's catching on nationwide. WECT says the scammers pose as employees of the Social Security Administration and call potential victims, threatening or misleading them to try to steal their Social Security numbers. If you check your caller ID, it might look as though they really are calling from the Social Security Administration. Remember, the Social Security Administration will never call to threaten your benefits or tell you to wire money, send cash, or put money on gift cards. Anyone who tells you to do those things is a scammer. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Online, drivechampaign.com.
Your forecast now from the National Weather Service is brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. They've got the flowers that you need for any occasion. They're at Curran Cunningham in Urbana and The Crossing in Champaign, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. We've got a high of 34 expected today, low 27 into the evening tonight. And that's when the winter storm warning kicks in at 6 p.m. this evening, possibly 1 to 3 inches of overnight snow with a low 27, only up to 32 tomorrow. And we could see more accumulation coming our way on Saturday with 3 to 5 inches possible, down to 26 on Saturday night. The winter storm warning extends from tonight at 6 p.m. until Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Sunday morning, there's a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m. High 31 expected on Sunday, cloudy and a low 17 in the evening. ESPN 93.5. And I'm answering the phone live. I usually don't go to 359-2255 live, but I believe it's Stevie J on his tour of Asia. Good morning, Stevie.
Oh. Good morning, Diane. Are you able to hear me all right?
I am. You sound great. The trip sounds awesome in Asia. Give us some details.
Well, I've got some. Did the reports come in today? Did you see?
I saw. I'm so proud of you.
Well, we've got a lot I've talked about there, and you can play as we go, but there's a few interviews with some entertainers on board. We talked to a fascinating guy at Sam's Tailors. They've been, you know, constructing tailor-made suits over here, and you can have one made from Champaign. But Sam has been tailoring suits for every president since Richard Nixon. I mean, the wall of, and it's an itty-bitty little shop. No larger than a yogurt shop. It's just crazy how small that is. And there's pictures of Margaret Thatcher, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Elton John, Roger Moore, James Bond. I mean, just on and on and on. Big names, Will and Kate. I mean, Princess Diana, Prince Charles. I mean, it's amazing. And here he was making suits for our guys, and even a suit coat for me and a shirt. So we had a really good time at Sam's Tailors, and you'll hear a little about that. It's been a really unique trip. We've been blessed to travel a lot, and this one's really different. We're so far away, and it's just so different culturally. It's just so eye-opening. We went on the longest escalator in the world today. It spans about a mile, and we went on for a segment just to say we did. And that was pretty unique to do that. But you know what? In Hong Kong, where we are today, and I'm looking at the city skyline right now, it's 9:10 over here at night, and it's just beautiful to see all the lights of Hong Kong. Hong Kong has so many people. I mean, it felt extraordinary. Now, this is Friday, but it was really, really, we rode the subway really crowded. I mean, the doors opened on the subway, and we had 8 people to get on the subway. And you just don't think it's going to happen, but you just keep pushing. And you are nose to nose. I mean, you are nose to nose. But it's a wonderful place. It's so different than Shanghai. It's one country but two systems. Hong Kong is very westernized, very east meets west kind of a thing. A different feel than Shanghai. But it's big. It's 7 or 8 million, I think. It's half the size of New York City, but twice buildings from the standpoint of 14 stories or higher. In Hong Kong, there are 8,000 buildings, Diane, 14 stories or higher.
Wow.
So it's remarkable. It really is.
So let's talk about the food. I've been getting questions when I'm out and about of what's Stevie eating. I know you mentioned the squid that was moving and how that was served, but the fish market was incredible. And that was Bupan?
Yeah, we didn't eat at the fish market. That was a little bit too much. I mean, we didn't try and cook a fish or anything, and we didn't eat any of the squid legs that move, the thing in Busan, South Korea. But we have been eating mostly on the ship, and the ship is, you know, wonderful food, and you eat too much, and I think the average person gains 8 pounds. It's just really, really hard not to gain weight when there's virtually food 24 hours a day. And it's good food, and it's the Princess Sapphire, you know, no exception. It's very good. We're enjoying filet mignon tonight. In fact, I got up from the dinner table right now to talk to you. So it's you know, food is you know, I will say that we've been eating sushi offshore. Today was dim sum here in Hong Kong, and so we've been definitely trying some of that, but we're not going to do any wiggly, you know, squid legs. We're not doing stuff like that.
Well, some people talking about coming together as a family and how great it is that your whole family could be there together. And the folks from East Central Illinois and the trip being coordinated by Stevie J Travel. This is awesome.
Yeah, we love group travel. My kids could all lead groups. They've been raised kind of on these things. And Nathaniel just guided us through Hong Kong today, and he knows how to ride the subways and take the buses. He just knows how to do it. It's just, I just follow him. He's really good. Christian, Benjamin, and Grace, all very seasoned, very easy going and understanding how it all works. And so it's really fun having their help on this trip. So it's just not me leading. I've got all 6. So, no, it's great. It's great. We love our nannies. We laugh a lot. Just have so much fun together. And cruising is just such a – I love doing that because you get to see the world, but yet you also don't have to keep moving your luggage, and that's probably what I like the most, is you move in, you're a floating hotel, you see all these beautiful places, and you just feel like you've been gone a year. I mean, it just feels like months since we've been home, and I guess that's kind of what a vacation is supposed to be. But we've had a great time. We bond with our travelers. Our group is so good. We're having such a great time with everybody. And it's halfway over. We'll be home a week from Monday. So it's coming too quick. We stop in Vietnam Monday, Bangkok Wednesday, and then an island on Thursday, and then Singapore to wind up the trip. So we've kind of called it the best of Neil Diamond, Diane. It's just all the hits of Asia, and it's just enough to see if we want to come back.
5 different countries. Amazing. Boy, the connection sounds great, too. So you can stay plugged in with what's happening over in America, huh?
Yeah, I can. It's not as easy, certainly. It's just, you know, I know the Atlanta lost by 10 to Michigan. We were able to track some of that. We're probably not going to get to watch the New Orleans Saints, which hurts me. We'll be in Vietnam. They play Sunday, but it'll be Monday for us. So, yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but we're able to know about the wall and the shutdown. We certainly can track that. I haven't talked to anybody that's brought it up, though. You know, we're here with, I don't know how many countries are on the ship, but a bunch, but nobody's mentioned anything or I've overheard nothing about it. It's a whole bunch of us talking about ourselves, but the rest of the world doesn't seem to be worried about it, at least the normal people that are trying to have a vacation. I haven't heard one word about Donald Trump. I haven't heard one word about anything about China and America, nothing.
How about the weather? How's that been?
You know, it was cold starting out in the 30s and 40s, and now as we're heading south, today was 65, beautiful, and I know that Champaign has 20 or 30 degrees, I believe. But, yeah, it's been cool. It's one of those trips where it's very unusual to pack where we had to layer up, and then we're going to end in Singapore when it's going to be like 85 or 90. And so, yes, from now on, we're pretty much in polo shirts and probably even shorts here as we continue to move south.
When you're seeing some of these cities, are you seeing the urban concerns with homelessness or things like that?
Nope. No homeless. They just don't allow it. They just take care of their people. They put them in one-bedroom apartments. I saw no homeless in Hong Kong. I saw one homeless in Shanghai. You just don't see it. The streets are clean. The subways are safe. It's pretty impressive from the standpoint of infrastructure. They got a lot of people, and they've got, you know, less freedoms than we do. But, boy, we struggle with, you know, hurting people's feelings and, you know, not allowing people to do whatever they want to do. And as Mike Ditka says, you get what you tolerate. Mm-hmm. And I know in San Francisco and their homeless problem and all that's happening on the streets of San Francisco, it's just a mess. It's almost uninhabitable in some areas because of the stuff people are allowed to do in public. So they don't do it here, and I'm not advocating for that. But I'm just saying it's just you just don't see those issues. You don't feel them, see them. The streets are clean. Subways are clean. No homeless. And you know, I'm not advocating anything. I think we have the best system, best country, best amazing place to live. But it is pretty interesting to see how clean it is. And I don't think what they do with their people necessarily is very good. We just don't see it. If they see somebody on the street, they just pick them up. I don't know what happens.
I heard Benjamin talk about a sound ordinance in Shanghai and that the city was relatively quiet.
Very quiet. There's no honking allowed. You know, if you sat there to light and honk 12 times, you'd lose your license.
Wow.
The people, you know, we talked to somebody who lived in Shanghai. If you take drugs, you're caught with drugs, you die. They shoot you, and the family can't get the body back till they pay for the bullet.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's nuts. But, you know, so, I mean, that's just unbelievable. But that's what a guy that lived in Shanghai said. So, again, it's anecdotal. It's not fact. But it's one of those stories you hear where some people that make waves or do something wrong, they kind of disappear.
So Stevie J Travel is coordinating everything for you and our folks from East Central Illinois. And a pretty good thing happening there with this Asia trip. We really appreciate your report, Stevie.
All right, Diane. Well, listen, enjoy these others. I'll be reporting live for you from Vietnam on Monday.
All right. Tell everybody hello in the family and enjoy yourself. Really unplug and rest and have fun.
You bet. Let me just do one shout-out. There's one of the head waiters is Felix. He works on the Princess Sapphire, and he is extraordinarily great. His name is Felix, and if you travel the Princess Sapphire, you need to ask for him.
Awesome. Thanks, Stevie. Have a
good
one.
See you.
All right.
Take care,
bye
Dan.
Now.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5. Great to hear from Stevie J on the Princess Sapphire on his trip today.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Korosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Our forecast calling for an increase in the clouds, a winter storm warning from 6 p.m. tonight till 6 a.m. on Sunday. Snow is coming our way. Highs in the mid-30s, down into the mid-20s at night. We've got your forecast brought to you by Watts Copy System, wattscopy.com. Temperatures currently at 17. Fox Business Minute is brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust for your wealth management in 2019.
From the Fox Business Network, you may be seeing three new iPhones from Apple this year. The Wall Street Journal says one of the new devices will be a successor to the XR, which has had disappointing sales. Among the changes, new cameras. You could own a piece of Slack Technologies, the workplace app company. It's planning to go public in the coming months. JetBlue Airways says it was flying fewer passengers per plane in December. The airline has been expanding and was not able to fill all the new seats. Using someone else's Netflix password, now there's technology to cut you off. UK-based startup Cinemedia has developed an artificial intelligence tool that allows Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and other streaming companies to detect whether their users are sharing passwords. A recent survey found 26% of millennials are using a password from someone else's streaming account. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5. We heard Stevie check in on his tour of Asia, five different countries on the Princess Sapphire. Now, the lucky dog. But I get to visit with folks back here at home, like Rush Record. Good morning, Rush.
Good morning, Diane.
So, we've got you as the executive director of CASA. What is CASA?
Well, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and we provide volunteer advocates and legal representation for abused and neglected kids. They're in the court system in Champaign County.
So there is a concern with this population, right? I mean, people like me, I think the world is a good place, but you see another side of things.
Yeah, we've got about 380 kids in the system right now that have been abused and neglected at the hands of a caregiver. So what we do is we visit with these kids, visit in their placements, talk to their agencies that are working on their case, and we try to help to make sure that all their needs are being met, that they're placed in a proper place and they're safe and they're well cared for, you know, and trying to get over the problems that they've had to get them into the court system.
Let's back up. Wow, nearly 400 kids in our community that have been abused and neglected. Are people stepping up that are neighbors or are church friends or things like that and reporting these issues? And how does all that work?
Yeah, so kids can get in the system a number of different ways, but that is certainly is one of the ways that can happen is that if somebody sees something, they, you know, say something. That's kind of the mantra is if you see something, say something. And obviously, there's a lot of folks that are mandated or must report abuse and neglect, school personnel, you know, doctors, and that list of people actually is growing for as far as the law is concerned. But people do step up and call it in, and, you know, I guess that's one reason you could say that we do have so many kids in the system is that people are reporting it. But, you know, almost 400 kids is a pretty alarming number. We had more than 100 new cases last calendar year alone. So the problem sure isn't going away.
Wow. I am just taken aback by that, Rush. I know you're doing great work with CASA. And because of these numbers, though, you need some volunteers. So you have a training session coming up January 22nd?
Right. We're always in need of volunteers to help work on these cases. So We do a training 3 or 4 times a year, and we're starting a new training on the 22nd of January. So we're looking for folks that are willing to step up and try to help these kids. They don't need to have any experience. We'll teach them what they need to know throughout the training. They just need to be 21, pass the background check, and be able to come to the training classes, and we'll take it from there.
Can you give us a little elevator speech about what a court-appointed special advocate does?
Well, for the most part, they work with any of the agencies that are involved in these kids' cases. So as you can imagine, these kids have a lot of folks involved in their lives, from social service people to school to counselors, et cetera. And what a CASA advocate does is goes and talks to all those people in addition to the kids, and it gathers all that information and makes a determination as to what they think should be in the best interest of the child. And then ultimately the volunteer has a chance to write a report to the judge and make a recommendation to the court on what we think as CASA is in the best interest of the kid. So we're really a voice for the court, kind of eyes and ears for the court, to give them some extra information when the judge are making these decisions.
So you're not necessarily doing like a foster parenting kind of thing where you're taking them into the home?
Correct. You're working with everybody that's already involved in the case. So you're not a mentor. You're not a foster parent. You're really another unbiased party that can make recommendations on behalf of the kids. And, unfortunately, sometimes the recommendations you make may not be what the kids want, but it is in their best interest. So it can be tough work, but it's very important work.
Mm-hmm. Where's your offices? What do we do to get involved if we'd like to step up and find out more about this training that starts
Sure.
January 22nd?
Well, you can visit the website, which is CASA4kids.org. The application's on the website. You can fill it out, send that in. We'll contact you after we get a hold of that. You can call the office at 384-9065. Give Brooke a call. You can ask any questions you want. We'll be happy to answer and walk through those questions. And, it's important to note that we would love to talk to anybody that's thinking about doing it. We don't want them to assume that they can't do it. We want to talk to them before they make that decision, because mm-hmm. you might be surprised that if you don't think you can do this work, but you might be surprised that you can do it. It can be very rewarding.
What does the picture of a typical volunteer look like? Is it someone that's in retirement, or?
Well, it's interesting because our demographics have kind of changed a little bit over the years. We're starting to see a lot more professionals still working, so they're balancing their work schedule and doing this in addition to whatever else they do. We do, of course, have a number of retired folks that may have more time, but that's a great question, because we do have a lot of people that are working full-time that can balance this. And a lot of this work you can do on your own time and on your own schedule. Some of the things you can do on your own schedule. So that's what I mean when we'd like to talk to anybody that is interested in doing it.
Okay, court-appointed special advocates. Again, the website is CASA4kids.org, and the number 384-9065, in case you'd like to help out the nearly 400 kids who have been abused and neglected in our area. That number gone up by 100 inside the last year. Wow, Rush, I really appreciate you giving us some insight as to the work you do, and I appreciate the work you and your wife, Stephanie, with Crisis yeah. Nursery. You guys are a real power couple, and God bless you in 2019.
Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for all your help.
All right, you take care.
You too.
ESPN 93.5, talking with Rush Record. Once again, the website, CASA4kids.org. If you'd like more information, maybe get involved more in 2019. Was one of your resolutions to make the year even better as you volunteer on different things. 384-9065 if you'd like to give Rush a call. ESPN 93.5 news headlines coming up next.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation is looking for nominations for three public school alumni awards to be presented in March of 2019. The three different awards are the Distinguished Alumni Award, the Local Hero Award, and the Local Business Community Impact Award. Nomination forms are available on the CU Schools Foundation website at cuschoolsfoundation.org or request a form by calling 398-2873. That's 398-2873. The deadline for nominations for these three awards is January 11, 2019.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration is looking into using unspent natural disaster aid and prevention money to pay for a southern border wall.
If we don't make a deal with Congress, most likely I will do that. I would actually say I would. I can't imagine any reason why not, because I'm allowed to do it.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. This is day 21 of the partial government shutdown over border wall funding. Some federal workers not getting paid or protesting.
I have mortgage payments. We all have to eat. It's destroying the economy.
Barbara Conklin's in Denver. A missing 13-year-old Wisconsin girl, Jamie Kloss, has been found alive about 70 miles from her home where her parents were found murdered in October. She ran up to someone yesterday walking their dog and asked for help. A neighbor called 911. A suspect was arrested a few minutes later. More details are expected at a news conference this morning. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey at 7:31. We've got your news headlines locally coming up shortly. It's brought to you by Busey. And if you have some concerns among the generations, you're not alone. Finances are the top cause of stress for 28% of baby boomers, 46% of Gen X, and 42% of millennials, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. The Employee Financial Wellness Survey done in 2018 points you at some Busey experts to share some of the top financial concerns in your life and get a hold of it. 32% of the baby boomers are delaying retirement to retain their health care benefits. And the Generation Xers, born from the mid-60s to the early 80s, they're running out of money now and into retirement. So 51% are concerned about not having enough money in their savings to cover emergency expenses. And millennials that are born between the mid-80s to the early 2000s are concerned about meeting current expenses and struggle to pay their monthly expenses and oftentimes use credit cards to solve the problems. Experts at Busey encourage all generations to get back on the financial track and have a budget. Busey has wealth financial resources to get you back on track in 2019. They've got their financial calculators and podcasts and insights from experts at their resource center. You can visit online at Busey.com. Stop by a convenient location near you. You can contact them at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, member FDIC. Bringing on the local headlines this morning, it's 7:33.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have issued a warrant for Mario Turner in a Christmas Eve shooting that left one person hurt. Police responded to the 1400 block of North McKinley Avenue after getting reports of a shooting. A 32-year-old male had shown up at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A warrant has been issued for Turner for the charge of aggravated battery with a firearm. He is 38 years old, 6 feet tall, about 260 pounds, with brown eyes and dark hair. The CU One-to-One Mentoring Program is celebrating mentors and looking to recruit new ones during National Mentoring Month this January. More than 400 community members currently serve as mentors to students in Champaign Unit 4 School District. CU One-to-One will host a mentor luncheon on Tuesday the 15th, and they'll celebrate Thank Your Mentor Day on Friday, January 25th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning from 6 p.m. tonight through Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Of course, we're not sure exactly the region where the snow will fall, so it could be that we're in the clear. But probably not. I've got your weather forecast. It's brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal Street in Champaign. High quality, low prices, and the best customer service around. Find them online at dickappliance-world.com. We've got an increase in the clouds. Today's high 34, starting out nice. Snow mainly after 1 a.m., 1 to 3 inches possible tonight. Snow tomorrow with a high 32, accumulations of 3 to 5 inches expected. And then snow overnight Saturday and into Sunday morning. We could get an additional inch of snow there. We've got a low on Saturday night of 26 and a high of 31 on Sunday. Sunshine as we're back to work Monday with a high 28. Stevie J on his Asian tour, checking in from the Princess Sapphire and sharing some of his experiences here on ESPN 93.5. Here's a report from him now. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Diane. We are coming into Hong Kong, and it is beautiful. I'm so excited. I'm looking right now as we are docking in the bay here. Hong Kong is something else, and I was fortunate and blessed to visit this incredible place in 1969 when our family lived in India. On the way to India, we stopped in Hong Kong, and I just remember it being one of my favorite cities. So we're back a few years later and looking forward to bringing you a flavor of Hong Kong. You know, there are a lot of skyscrapers here. In fact, 8,000 skyscrapers as I'm looking right now in the harbor as the ship docks. I'm looking at all these tall buildings. There's a whopping 8,000 skyscrapers here in Hong Kong with more than 14 floors. That's double New York City. Unbelievable. Asia, it's also known as Asia's wine capital. They've recently attained the status as the second largest wine auction center worldwide. In Hong Kong, it's the home to the most Rolls Royces per capita. To this day, Hong Kong remains one of the world's most car-dependent cities. There's no bridges here. Everything's done underground. We have a ferry we can take across. Kowloon Bay is the place I think we're going to hang a lot for the day. For Christmas, the guys in our family were given suits at Sam's. So we're going to go get measured and tailored for suits. We can get a wonderful tailor-made suit, I think, for $400 or $500, which is pretty darn good to get a tailor-made suit. Quaint double-decker trams are still maneuvering around Hong Kong Island. Over 230,000 passengers here daily on those. They offer old-fashioned transportation tradition in this cosmopolitan center. So I'll be giving you some updates here as we go. We're excited to be in Hong Kong. We've been at sea a couple of days, and I know that probably most of you have not cruised before. When you have a sea day, your choices are eat, sleep, and maybe ping pong if you're really feeling it. Otherwise, you just enjoy and you rest, and it's really incredible. Feels like we've been gone for months, and this is day 7 of this trip. We will go to Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, formerly Saigon, Vietnam. That'll be Monday. Then we'll head to Bangkok and Koh Samui Island, Thailand, before we end in Singapore, and we'll be home on Martin Luther King's birthday, which is a week from Monday. So we're excited to be in Hong Kong. I'll be giving you some updates as we go here throughout the morning. Thank you, Diane, for all you're doing. Excited to get off the ship. Pretty easy, as I understand it. I think we can walk right off the ship here. It's been fairly comprehensive, if I can say that, as far as getting on and off anywhere in our stops in Shanghai, Nagasaki, and Busan, South Korea. But we expect to be able to just walk on and off. We're here long day. I mean, we'll be here till 10 p.m. at night. So our stay in Hong Kong is 15, 16 hours, which is very unusual. This has also been ranked the safest, knock on wood, the safest city in the world. So we'll see. And again, we're dealing with, again, don't want to get political, but there are no guns here. So certainly, it's amazing to think that you walk around and, yeah, you can get mugged and stabbed and all the bad things, but they don't have any guns. And they also, the punishment is strict and severe. In fact, in Shanghai, and Hong Kong is part of China now. I think they were given back from the British in 1999. But in Shanghai, if you're caught doing drugs, I think they just shoot you. I mean, we're talking to a guy who'd lived here 11 years, and he said that the penalties are so strict you don't have a lot of crime. So if you're caught with drugs, you get shot, and the family can't even get your body until you pay for the bullet. I mean, that kind of, I mean, wow. You're thinking that, wow, is that that's different, but that might be one of the reasons crime isn't really big here. So we'll give you more details as we go. So glad you're listening live from Hong Kong in Hong Kong Bay. We are going to experience this. We'll learn a lot about it. We're looking forward to it. All right, talk to you in just a bit, Diane. ESPN 93.5.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes. Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
Lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
I can't tell you how appreciative I am to Champaign County Forest Preserve, all the various libraries, our park districts, and all the different programs they offer for our youth. I encourage you in 2019 to really get involved, maybe volunteer, but especially take the young people in your life to some of our great areas. Yesterday, I went to a fundraiser with the Champaign Parks Foundation called Ties and Tennies at the Virginia Theater. And learning about the Martin Center and how the youth programs will be in this new building with that $4.4 million donation from the Martins with Human Kinetics and good stuff happening in our community. Keep up. Get engaged. It's awesome. ESPN 93.5, let me get into our sports headlines. I'm not trying to avoid the fact that number 2 Michigan beat the Illini 79-69 yesterday. Michigan and Virginia, the only unbeaten teams that are 16-0 right now. I thought we hung with them. I mean, we did pretty good considering all things. I mean, after all, the Wolverines are number 2 in the nation. We've got our Illini in action when it comes to wrestling and track and field and the gymnastics tomorrow at 4. So support our Illini Nation as they are in action. And go Illini. The Bulls are at Golden State tonight when it comes to basketball. And on ice last night, St. Louis Blues beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1. NFL action coming up on Saturday. We've got Indy at Kansas City at 3:35. Let's see, Dallas is at the L.A. Rams at 7:15, the L.A. Chargers on Sunday at noon against New England's Patriots, and the team that Stevie J is interested in, the New Orleans Saints, he said he's not sure if he can catch the game against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday mid-afternoon. So we'll keep him informed probably by text, though. I don't want to ruin that experience for him, though, in any case. We also are talking about John Jay, how he's reached a one-year, $4 million deal with the Chicago White Sox. I remember, and maybe you do too, when he was on the Cardinal Caravan. We've got the Cardinal Caravan coming up a week from today on the 18th at the iHotel and Conference Center. We hand out cards to the kids so they can go in groups of 20 or so to get an autograph for those 15 and under. It is a really good time. Tom Ackerman, the sports director from KMOX, is also helping MC with our own Lante, who have the Q&A portion of the event. We've got players like Jose Martinez and John Brebbia and John Gant, Lane Thomas, and former players including Al Hrabowski and Benji Molina, which is, I believe, Yanni's brother. So in any case, it should be a lot of fun at noon at the iHotel and Conference Center. ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. It is 7:48, and pretty cool when I can go to the phones at 359-2255, our studio line, and expect Lauren Smith to be on the other line. Is this Lauren?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for checking in with us. I'm excited to learn about what's happening when it comes to mentoring. And as the community outreach coordinator for Unit 4 Schools, let's talk about 1-2-1. What is it?
One-to-one mentoring is the mentor program of the Urbana and Champaign school districts. We match community-based adults with elementary, middle school students to meet with them about once a week for an hour a day. It's an hour a week.
Okay.
Generally over the lunchtime.
So the people can come in and be in the cafeteria at the schools?
Well, we usually have them get the lunch with the student and then meet in a separate office.
Okay.
The cafeteria is usually pretty busy because our mentors are trying to build the relationship with the student. So they're playing games, talking with them. Some do meet in the cafeteria, but most prefer to go elsewhere after the student gets the lunch.
Well, and it's nice to at least have that in the introduction portion, but can you take it up a notch and go bowling and do other things in the community after the relationship is established?
We do not do that. Ours is a school-based mentor program, so it's just meeting during the school day on school grounds.
Okay, well, that makes it easy. I know someone like me, I'm nervous about someone seeing my home as I have this organization project going in the new year, and sometimes it gets a little crazy. So in any case, that makes it easy for people to just meet at the school. Is there a need for this?
Yes, there is a tremendous need. We currently have almost 650 adults in both school districts, but we have many students that would still like a mentor.
So you still have a list. What is the age range of the kids that, as a mentor, that I would meet with?
We generally match new mentors with third to eighth grade students, but our mentors continue with the students through high school graduation. So we have plenty of high school students that have mentors, too.
Do you have a story or two you can share in a few minutes, Lauren, about the one-to-one mentoring program and some success stories?
Yeah, that would be great. Yep. We've got some of our students that have asked for mentors, and some come in for several years in a row and ask the coordinator at the school for a mentor. And just when you can finally make a match and you've found that perfect person for them, just to see their face light up each time that person comes to school and to hear them say, we always ask our students at the end of the year, what has mentoring meant to you? And just to hear them say, it's somebody who believes in me, who listens to me, who doesn't judge me. That is what mentoring is about. The kid is a huge thing to many of our students.
So I just feel like there's been a shift in parenting these days, and people are just turning away more than usual. I knew my mom was just so active on our Tolono community as a church lady and scouts, and we were just going everywhere, and I know that's been so influential in my life, but some of these young parents just don't have that, and that's where these mentors can really make a difference, right?
Right. That is true. And we always think every parent is trying the very best they can to do the best for their students. But there are so many more things that parents have to do now and working. A lot more parents are working outside of the home. And it is very important to have another adult there that listens to you, that comes, that shows up once a week. And we have a particular need this year for male mentors. About 37% of our mentors are male, and we would love to rise that number up to 50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do people do to get involved as a mentor in the one-to-one program?
So if they'd like to get involved, they can give me a call if they'd like to mentor in Champaign at 351-3722. Or if they would like to mentor in Urbana, it is Tom Howley at 337-0833. 1-800-253-8653. They can always just call either school district office to and be referred to myself or Tom. We also have a website. It is CU1TO1.org.
I'm taking notes here. CU1TO1.org.
Yes.
Awesome. So, once again, Tom is in Urbana, and we're not just be exclusively doing Unit 4 schools with Sinn Féin. As we visit with you, Lauren, you're representing Urbana, too, 337-0853. And your number, Lauren, is 351-3722.
That's correct.
Fabulous work in our community. Thank you so much. And it is Mentoring Month, is it not?
It is Mentoring Month. So we are in the process of thanking all of our current mentors. And we also are recruiting new mentors because we have two trainings for new mentors coming up at the end of the month. One's on January 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening, and the other one is February 7th. That one we do in the day from 11:30 to 1:30.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I know you're inspiring the kids in our local schools between 3rd and 8th grade and sticking through that relationship through the high school. I know both mentor and student get a lot from CU one-to-one mentoring. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Diane.
All right, take care. Happy New Year to you. This might be something that you want to do. Be a mentor. CU1TO1.org is the website in case you'd like more information. All right, having a good morning. It's Friday, after all, the 11th day of 2019. I hope life's going good for you. I know we had an Illini loss yesterday, but we hung in there. Go Illini. ESPN 93.5. The world. And I believe today is the day since the bobblehead debuted yesterday for Kendall Gill as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Flying Illini Game Day Spirit. In case you'd like to check that out for a limited time, they're the official fan store, the Fighting Illini. And I want to say happy birthday to Lou Henson. That happened yesterday, 87, and he seemed to be doing good at Meadowbrook. As we check out our forecast, we do have a winter storm warning now. They're using some more stern language for us as we expect snow in the area starting 6 p.m. tonight through Sunday morning at 6 a.m. It looks like 1 to 3 inches possible in the overnight hours tonight, and new accumulation between 3 and 5 inches possible tomorrow. So just take note, maybe get some supplies. High 34 today, down to 27. 32 the high tomorrow, down to 26. Sunday's high at 31, down to 17. And back into the sunshine Monday with a high only 28. And because of the snowy conditions, CMI can take care of you and your business. You know, a lot of the businesses have to take care of the clearing out of the snow and the walkway area. They've got superior snow and ice melt at CMI on Bloomington Road in Champaign. You can stock up and get yourself set. If you'd like some customer service from CMI, it's exceptional when it comes to that industrial cleaning with the dry and wet vacuums, the scrubbers and the sweepers. They can encourage you to get different things and in the end save some money. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated online at cmiclean.com or 359-6262 as we gear up for some wintry conditions starting tonight and into tomorrow. ESPN 93.5, thanks for making us part of your day. I'm getting a lot of good comments in at 359-2255 in case you have something to contribute.